Well, as you've heard, the agenda at the Labor conference is chock-a-block, fast filling up with issues like refugees, same-sex marriage, uranium exports and party reform. However, Bob Carr, the former New South Wales Premier, is leading a group of seven former Labor Premiers and Chief Ministers who want delegates not to forget about climate change and the pricing of carbon. Bob Carr spoke to AM's Naomi Woodley.
We want climate change to continue to be the top of the Labor Party agenda. We are very, very proud that it was a Labor government that got a price on carbon enacted. We worked at this at a state level and territory level when we were in government during a period when Australians first became anxious about what was happening to their climate. And with the passage of the legislation, it's important Labor continue to fight, to work, to crusade for a less carbon-dependent economy. Nothing quickens the blood of a grand old Labor Party, battered and bruised as it is, like a crusade. And there's an opportunity, as the evidence of global warming continues to firm, for the Labor leadership to say to the Australian people, we've read the evidence and we've got a plan to lead us forward.
As you say, the party has been battered and bruised by this issue. Do you think there's a tendency in federal Labor that now that the legislation is passed, that you know, MPs would just like to forget about it for a little while, to put it off the agenda and focus on other things?
We think that would be tempting and understandable, but as former leaders of state and territory governments who listened to the people and acted on climate change before there was action at the national level, we just urge the Labor Party not to relax its grip on this issue, but to continue to persuade and to win arguments and build support for a modernisation of the Australian economy.
We've heard a lot about issues like uranium, same-sex marriage. Is there room at this conference, which is expected to be quite a heated discussion? Indeed, the Prime Minister has said she wants there to be a lot of noise. Is there room for climate change on the agenda?
Well, those other issues are important, but what could be more fundamental than the way the dynamics of the Earth have changed even in the last 20 years? We ought to be responding to that, the great urgency of that cause, and recognising that comes before all else.
Of course, the conference is also considering the issue of party reform, and you were one of the co-authors of the latest review into the party, the different proposals that are being put forward by the different platforms. Do you think they go far enough?
I support change in the party, but I think more than rewriting party rules is rejuvenating the ethos of the party.
The former New South Wales Premier, Bob Carr, speaking to Naomi Woodley.